Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Derek.
Hey, Kay.
What's going on today?
Not much. Nice sunny Sunday.
Beautiful Sunday on this marathon weekend here in Boston.
Oh, good times.
All right. What are we talking about today on the show?
Well, in Honolulu, we've got a duck that didn't make it through x-ray machine in a courthouse.
Interesting.
More on that in the weird news.
Okay. I'll be telling you what to celebrate today. Lots of holidays today.
Oh, that's exciting. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's always good. We have a Cookie Monster attacking a kid in Times Square.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I think Cookie Monster actually got arrested.
Oh, that's not good.
We'll have that story in the weird
news.
Well,
he just steals cookies, doesn't he?
So he likes
it's about
cookies.
Time you get arrested. I'll be bringing you the Hot Topics, but this time, special sexy edition.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
And to top that off, or no top, there's topless reading in New York City. New club.
Oh.
Yeah. More on that in the weird news.
Interesting.
Yeah, awesome.
And finally, author Daryl Shelley on the show with us today.
Yeah.
All right, are you ready?
Good times, I hope so.
It's a very sexy Derek and Kay show?
Nice.
Maybe?
Yeah, it totally is. I think so.
All right,
yeah.
Let's see what happens.
Nice.
Press the button.
This is the Derek and Kay show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
Gonna have fun.
No, okay. We love Derek and Kay Show, you betcha.
Hey, what you trying to say, Kay?
Look at the cat is about to jump off the counter with his jalapeno.
Nice beaver.
Hey, yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show.
Yay!
Today is April 14th, 2013.
Yes, it is.
As the sun is somehow shining right in my face, all of a sudden, this intro.
It's very sunny in here now. It's like a freaking sundown or something.
This is totally crazy. This is episode 111, and we are over 190,000 listens and growing.
Ooh.
We are the most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today.
Sometimes.
And I am Derek.
Derek Kalish.
And right over there is Kay.
Kay Patterson.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, Pokemon loading up.
I forget to do this every week. I'm Cub-Chew.
Cub-Chew?
Cub-Chew.
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 Now, this must be a little bear.
It is a bear.
Oh, my gosh. I got it.
It's
right
a
away.
Little,
the winner is
like baby polar bear thingy.
Okay.
And it's got a big drip of snot coming from its
Ew.
Nose.
That's gross.
It's really.
Why does it have the snot?
I don't know why it has the snot. It's super disgusting.
Nice.
Anyway, you can contact the Derek and Kay Show many methods.
Yes.
You can email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Visit our website, dkradioshow.com, for show extras and past episodes and the blog from a million years ago.
Yeah.
You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/dkradio. Follow our handle at dkradioshow for the latest tweets and links. And call us when we're live between 7 o'clock and 8:30 this evening.
Yeah.
At 661-467-2416.
Nice.
You never know unless you ask.
Yeah.
And my apologies to RJ Gumby. We have not been promoting today at all.
I didn't. I just put it on my personal page.
I have had quite the weekend.
Cha-cha-cha.
And I just haven't had time to do much of anything.
It's been busy. It's been a busy time.
It's been very busy.
Yeah.
I agreed to extend my shift yesterday at my job. So I went in early and got done late. So I didn't have time to do much of anything. I got home to make dinner, And that's about it.
There you have it.
And there I have it. And then today I was like procrastination central.
Oh, that happens sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's important to do that too.
I was just chilling out. I was like, oh my God, I have time to chill. I'm just going to sit here in bed with the cats and chill.
Yeah, I mean, that's good. You can be in bed.
It was awesome.
And you got the cats. I always enjoy that in the morning.
Mm-hmm. I had like 2 cups of coffee and then I had my lunch.
Wow.
You know.
What was lunch?
I made some chili last night, some turkey chili, turkey white bean chili.
Oh, okay.
Yummers.
White bean in the chili.
Yeah,
nice.
White beans, some northern beans, and, you know, with a little avocado on top.
Yeah.
Yum.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Yeah, but I forgot to buy cheese yesterday at the grocery store, so I had
cheese.
No... Yeah, I like the cheese.
Cheese is good, a
just
little shredded cheese on the top.
Add a little extra calories, because I'm getting a little skinny.
Are you really? You're trying to bulk up?
Trying
bulk
to bulk
up for
up?
Spring?
Yeah.
Nice.
I've been, I've been sort of forgetting that I had to keep eating.
Oh.
So I lost, like, 5 pounds over the past month.
Oh, no. That's not good.
So I gotta bulk up.
Yeah, bulk up.
I'm looking a little
bulk
thin.
Bulk up for spring.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing.
Bulking up for spring?
Yeah, no, it's good.
What are you doing?
I
How work you bulking
at the
up?
Gym. Totally.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was just there this morning. It's good.
How was it?
It was great. I just jogged a mile, pumped some iron. This is now...
You jogged a mile?
Yeah, I usually do that before the workout.
Good for you. How long did it take you?
Oh, it's a long time. I mean,
are you slow?
I'm slow.
How long?
I'll walk it for a little bit. I don't know the whole thing.
Oh, you don't run the whole.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah. Well, I do jog the whole mile, but it's the process of getting on there and getting up to speed takes a while.
Uh huh.
Yeah, it's more like a mile and a half when it's all said and done.
Are you like a 12-minute miler?
Yeah, probably about that. A little
all
less,
right.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually don't know what the mile comes out to because I'm.
Oh,
just,
okay.
Yeah,
you need one of those apps.
No, well, the whole thing, it's not a fucking treadmill.
It tells you
everything.
Yeah,
I
true.
Mean, all the information's right in front of you. And I just, you know what, though? It's been, this is 16 months now straight at the gym, which is pretty great.
That is
every
good.
Week. Even when I was in Sweden, I managed to catch a gym there.
That's
so,
awesome.
It's been pretty good.
I've been running, although I should probably stop. I'm about a 9-minute miler.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that means.
Well, I'm running a mile a minute, but I'm not a mile a minute, but a mile.
That's
a mile,
really fast.
1 mile every 9 minutes. But, I mean, I probably should... I mean, I don't have much weight to carry, so I guess that's why I can run fast.
There you go.
But that's not too. That's not that fast. But it's faster than most of the chicks on Nike Plus that are my age.
Oh, you can compare. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No,
mm-hmm.
I'm fast. You know, if there's a ball in play, I can be fast. It's just a long.
Like if you're playing a football game or something.
No, it's more like the. Well, no, it's more like the tennis.
Oh, okay, I see.
Yeah, we got the tennis going. I'm into it.
Then you're back and forth. You're bobbing and weaving and doing all
that
stuff.
Yeah, I need a ball to get really into the game. You know what I'm saying?
I understand.
Kind of like a cat.
Is this
or a dog.
A carryover from last week's sexual innuendo show?
Well, we could probably keep it going, given
we
our
keep
guests.
Keep that going. Absolutely.
In the book, yeah, it's probably a good thing. I don't know.
It's definitely a good thing. Never, ever, ever a bad thing.
Keep that going.
Anyway, so it's April 14th, and there's tons of holidays today.
Okay.
So today is International Moment of Laughter Day, which I think we already had before the show.
Yes. Before the show, we had a good time. Yes,
we had a good time. It's Look Up at the Sky Day.
Huh.
Which I feel like we were doing a minute ago when the sun was
there. The sun was totally shining in
I
my face.
I think it was reflecting off a building.
It was a window. I could see it was a bright window.
And you know how this month is National Pecan Month?
Right, and
well,
I only have one month.
Today is National Pecan Day.
Oh, today's the observed part of the holiday.
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry I didn't get you anything again.
Damn it.
I do have walnuts, though.
It's almost a pecan.
It's almost.
Almost. Different dryness.
Right.
Different choking.
Different nut.
It's also Reach Up As High As You Can Day.
Huh. I don't understand what... is that...
I don't know.
Is there another meaning to that or something?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
And last but not least, it's Ex-Spouse Day.
Oh, fantastic.
Hooray!
How do you celebrate that, Ex?
I don't know. I sent a text.
Did you?
I did, actually.
Did you say happy?
I'm not that private. I am going through a separation and divorce. It's fine. It's fine. Totally amicable.
Yeah, okay.
But I did send a text.
Did it say happy ex-spouse day?
Did
it really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Kay Patterson.
Wow.
So that should
pretty good.
That should give you the idea of what the relationship is right now. So it's
boy.
No one is mad, no one is angry.
Yeah,
it's
all
fine.
It's all good. That's
totally
good.
Fine.
That's the best kind.
It's the best it could have been. So that's what we're celebrating today.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
What is Archie gonna be talking about? If the cops are chasing you?
Don't know.
What's that in reference to?
Don't know.
I don't know what that's about.
You know, on the way here, I was at a red light behind a cop.
Yeah.
And the light turned green, and the cop just sat there. And I'm like, what do you do? You can't beat the cop.
Let's go, buddy.
He legit sat there for 10 seconds, and I was like,
you know what?
Can't beep at him.
The same exact thing happened to me yesterday.
Shut up, really?
In Somerville.
Really?
Well, so there's like this big science fair happening there this weekend. And
there is?
Like one of it's science weekend or something, whatever,
okay.
In Somerville, Cambridge. And, there's one of those, there's one that was stopped with the lights on, and I knew that person was going, he was across the street, but the one in front of me was a big SUV, the light changed green,
mm-hmm.
He's just sitting there for a couple beats. If people don't go, like, if I don't see the brake lights go off when that light
turns green,
it's like 1 second, I get annoyed.
I know, it's definitely a
beat. Yeah, so... I was thinking about it, but I was like, you can't do that.
I legit sat there. The cop sat. It was legitimately 10 seconds. I sat there, and I went,
yeah.
What do you do?
That's pretty
you
good.
You can't beep your horn at the police. I'm lucky he eventually woke up and went.
Yeah.
I could have just been sitting there for another cycle.
He's probably he's taking a sip of coffee or something.
You're chewing a donut.
Yeah,
probably spilled
the donut,
donut
was there. Yeah.
Sprinkles all over the car.
Yeah, oh, crap. I got to go pick that up.
Is that like a real stereotype? Do cops like eat donuts for real? They like go to the D&D and like... I never see cops in the D&D.
Yeah, I think it used to happen... When I was out in the Western Mass in the country, I think you used to see it. Because it was like a thing with like... You know, it's the only place that's open late at night because nothing's open over there.
Yeah.
So the late coffee shops and Dunkin' Donuts and... Those kind of diners, it's just they're hanging out there. They're just like seeing.
How did that start? Like,
I don't know. I think it is a thing, though.
It's a thing?
I
like
think,
to have donuts and coffee
yeah,
if you're
I,
a cop?
I think there's something to it. I don't.
It's so strange.
It is kind of weird, a weird stereotype, right?
Because it seems to be like prevalent throughout the entire like nation. Like every cop in every city like eats donuts and coffee and hangs out at coffee shops.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It is weird.
I like D&D.
Oh, I love it there. Oh, RJ Gumby says he was smoking a J. Yeah.
I don't know if that's something you want to really announce over the internet, but whatever. Whatever blows your hair back.
That's what the cop was doing.
Oh, yeah, maybe he was smoking a J.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
I see. Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm slow.
No, I don't think RJ
Gumby. I'm slow on the uptake.
He smokes cigars. He takes a cigar break, I think, right?
That's right.
Yeah,
yeah he does take cigar breaks. This is a listener in the chat room. Sorry, everybody who doesn't know what we're talking about. But also, I got to say, I went to the Sherman Cafe yesterday
What's
in Somerville.
This? Oh, okay. Wait, where is that? What is this?
It's in Union Square.
Oh, is that the one? Yeah. Yeah, it's the one. I didn't think I know what you're talking about.
And I had the biggest carrot cake cupcake I've ever had
wow.
in my entire life.
Is this the size of your head?
It was basically the size of my head.
Nice.
Like... I was like, who eats this? And then I was like, I guess I do. This is when you press the button and it has my name on it.
Oh, sorry.
There you go.
Thank you.
So did you have your big breakfast today?
I had double breakfast.
You had double breakfast?
How about that?
What happened?
So when I woke up, I had to do the... I didn't want to like start the morning with the big breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
I was still reading a little bit of the book.
The Hobbyist.
The Hobbyist, which has been very great. I'm very into it. So I wanted to read a little bit of that before I went to the gym. I didn't want to have anything too heavy before going to the gym. So I just did a couple pieces of toast, peanut butter, and then I went to the gym, and then I did the big breakfast.
Okay.
So it was more like brunch afterwards.
Wow. So you had,
so I had
you
the
had,
eggs.
You had a pre-breakfast.
The toast and the cereal. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, no, it's good. Protein shake.
No home fries, though, today?
No home fries today. Oh. No, I just didn't want to get down to it.
No pancakes?
No, I thought about the pancakes.
Pancakes are good.
Didn't happen.
I'm thinking about doing pancakes next weekend.
They're so good.
Oh, so good. Or maybe like Tuesday.
I like the I like to just Tuesday. Mix it up rather than doing the plain. I like to do like the blueberry or
like
banana
blueberry.
Walnut.
Ooh, banana walnut sounds
sometimes
good.
Sometimes chocolate chip might get in there.
Chocolate chip is my number one seed.
It's really good.
Pretty good.
It's a little crazy.
Isn't it yummy?
I like to do the pancakes with a little bit of apple.
Apple is also great.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
A little bit of the fried apple.
Love the apple, yeah.
So good. We must be hungry or something.
We must be hungry. Actually, I'm due to eat again.
Oh,
yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
I'm due to eat again, too.
It just happens that way.
You know, it could be silly after this.
Mm. I think I know what you're thinking.
What am I thinking?
And
it's been a long time.
It's been a long time.
Yes.
We're talking college pizza, right?
Yes.
Nice. I like the hesitation was perfect.
I was thinking on the way here. I was like, you know, I haven't had college pizza in like forever, and I kind of am craving like greasy ass pizza. Greasy ass pizza with like curly fries and steak fries.
Well, they got you covered.
They totally have us covered, and we can ask them to draw something on the box.
I would love that. I love the drawing on the box bit.
What should we ask them to draw on the box today?
So what was it last time? Like Merry Christmas?
Yeah, I Christmas tree. I asked them to draw a Christmas
tree.
And
they spelled it wrong.
Them, yeah.
They got it wrong.
Merry Christmas. I didn't ask them to write that. That was their own addition thing.
Let's have them draw like a jalapeno on garlic.
Really?
I don't know.
Should it be something related to what day it is?
Okay.
Like maybe they can draw a pecan or like, I don't know.
Oh,
or
that'd be kind
of
random.
Picture of the sun.
Picture of the sun?
I don't know.
Hmm.
That doesn't make sense either.
I'll
it's
have
not
to come
as
up
funny.
With something.
Draw a picture of a houseplant. I don't know. Something stupid.
A cactus.
Cactus. That might be a winner.
A cactus and a margarita. I don't know why.
Together.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't really.
Or. Draw a picture of a vibrator.
There we go.
That's what we were talking about earlier.
There we go. Perfect. Yeah.
Because now that I'm without spouse, I need a little help.
I don't know.
Everybody needs a little help.
Yeah. I got to get a better sound for that.
You do have to get a better sound. That sounds painful,
that
actually.
That does sound a little abrasive.
Can you need like a vibrator sound?
Yeah. Yeah, that would be pretty good to have, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, that'd be frustrating to hear the sound and not have the thing.
Not have the
yeah.
The audible but not the.
Yeah, not the
right.
What is it? Not the kinesthetic, whatever.
Tactile.
No, yeah, not the tactile.
Yeah, that would be tough, right?
Looking for some terrible.
I don't know.
Hammer it. You know what? That's also a good sound for for getting down with the get down.
I agree. That's we
can't hammer it.
We've played that a few times.
We have.
Yeah, I think so.
In regards to that,
I think we have. Was it last week?
It
even
works
maybe?
Really well.
Yeah, it is pretty good. You know, you just got to.
Yeah, just hammering it.
Well, we could.
Or there's that, and then getting down with the get down. Hammer it.
Yeah, that's
pound
pretty good.
It.
Yeah, pounding. Drive that nail. Oh no!
No, I'm okay. I'm
okay.
Okay. I'm
good,
totally
good,
okay.
Good. We're gonna make it through the show, you think?
I'll try.
Okay, that's good.
I might have to go to the bathroom or something.
Oh, really?
No, I'm just kidding.
We could put a mic in there.
We could.
Wow. Show idea. Write that one down.
There we go.
It's good.
Time it. It could be like, you know, that game Concentration. Do you remember that game? You would have to, like...
I don't remember how it worked.
Oh, it had, like, some X's and O's, and it had a timer or something, and you had to, like, either, like, put the in the right order, or, like,
the
right ones. But if you didn't make it in time, the whole thing would pop.
That's right.
Scare the S
so
out of you.
So freaking annoying. Yeah, that was so bad.
Concentration, I think it was called.
Oh, I thought it was, like, a game show.
No, it was, like... I don't remember like what exactly you were supposed to do, but it was there was some timing involved, and if you didn't make it on time, the whole thing would explode in your face.
So
scare the living freaking daylights out of you.
So you want to make this a game? Then you go into the bathroom. All right, everyone.
Got 2 minutes to make it happen.
Wow.
Also remember that game, Operation?
Yes. Also a pain in the ass.
Well, also
not fun.
Anxiety
inducing. Yeah, right? They don't have games like that for kids. Do they still have that?
Yes, they do. They do still have it.
Huh. That was always annoying because, I mean, it's not really fun.
Well, the buzzing would make me very nervous.
And then his nose would turn red for some reason.
Really? I thought his nose was already red.
When it buzzed, his nose would light up.
Oh, really?
I don't know why.
Wait a minute. Let me look this up.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Take a look. Google that crap.
I spell operation with an M. Okay, an operation. Let's look at videos.
Oh, I'm pretty
That's
sure.
That's always good.
You get the buzz, and then I think the nose would light up. I think it was both things happen.
I don't remember the nose lighting up.
Yeah.
But I do remember it not being fun and it being very stressful.
Oh, it's totally not fun, right?
Oh, was there an Operation commercial?
There must have been. There must be a commercial on YouTube or something.
It's the Operation game. Operation board game commercial. Oh, here's 30 seconds of someone playing Operation, I think.
Oh, we might hear the buzzer.
I hated that.
It's really bad.
I hope there's no commercial this time.
Wow, what's going on there? Oh, the little kids are going crazy with it.
And the nose is lighting up.
Yeah, it does light up, right?
Yes.
That is crazy. Wow.
This reminds me of my Pee Wee King record.
That is funny.
Well, there you have it. The game of Operation.
Oh my God! And what about like concentration?
Oh, that was also so bad. We were just talking about that.
Game.
That didn't seem right. Yeah.
I mean, I guess it was a game show, right? Oh no! Yeah, it's
Archie Gumby
it's
says
numbers.
It was a game show.
Yes, it definitely was a game show, but it also was
this crazy little puzzle thing.
A game.
You put in order. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, it's numbers. That's what it was. It wasn't X's and O's. What was I thinking of that was X's and O's?
I don't know. I thought it was like symbols or something. I didn't know what it was.
I think it's
weird
numbers.
Game. Yeah.
Oh, it was so bad. It was one of those. It just stressed me out. Totally stressed me out. All right. Well, we have to take a break, don't we?
We probably do have to take a break.
Talking about stupid games and vibrators.
Well, no, it's good. It's interesting, right?
It's very apropos because joining us following our commercial break is Daryl Shelley.
Nice.
Author of The Hobbyist. Stay tuned.
What do you use your Fleeca card for?
I used the Fleeca card to have my mom put down, and I got frequent flyer miles. Thanks, Fleeca.
From putting down a relative to funerals to bail, Fleeca is accepted around the world. Fleeca, it's time to start paying.
I blacked out behind the wheel and killed my best friend.
I woke up and realized I'd urinated on my wife. Oh, that bitch was mad.
Drinking is always a lot of fun, but sometimes we all need to stop for a while. But you don't want to quit because you'll miss the buzz. Smokers have the tobacco patch. Now try the Alco patch. It's the same refreshing feeling of your favorite drink, but delivered transdermally and discreetly. Pick up the Alco patch at your local pharmacy.
This is the Aaron A Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, The Derek and Kay Show.
Hey, it is the Derek and Kay Show, and we are back.
We are back, and we're drinking Belle de Brie.
Oh, it's so tasty.
Really good.
Oh,
straight.
My goodness. Yeah, straight. No ice.
I saw it on the cabinet there, and I just was like, you know what? It's time for drinking.
It really hits the spot.
Sunday evening.
Yeah.
It's the end of the week, and it's time for drinking. Don't you think?
It's totally time.
Yeah.
I'm totally up for it.
You can contact the Derek and Kay Show many ways. You can email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/dkradio. Visit our website, dkradioshow.com, for show extras and our very old blog entries. We really should update that.
I put some videos on there.
You did?
Last week and the week before.
Oh, I haven't checked.
Yeah, just the stuff that we were talking about.
Oh, good time.
We got the gallon smashing and all that
crazy
stuff.
Oh, the gallon smashing. You watched that? How
was
that?
It's pretty crazy. It was fun to watch.
So stupid.
It's kind of dumb.
It's really dumb. Follow us on Twitter at our Twitter handle, DK Radio Show. And call us when we're live at 661-467-2416. Press 1 to speak with a host.
Nice.
But,
and you can
I
talk
mean,
to us.
That's right. Blog Talk Radio tells you to do that, but, you know, I figured I'd put it out there.
No, it's good. Yeah.
Everyone else does, and I am a sheep.
You're a sheep.
Follow the herd. All right. Anyway, joining us on the line right now is author Daryl Shelley. Sorry. Author of The Hobbyist. A book that came out just last month about sexual addiction in New York, based on a true story, apparently. I can't wait to hear about this.
Oh, yes.
Daryl, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good.
Good. Where shall we start?
How is it out there?
It's a long journey, I tell you.
Yeah. How are you doing out there in sunny California?
Oh, it's great out here. No complaints ever. Oh. You know, it's such a unique city. I just love it here. Although I do miss New York.
Oh, yeah. I bet.
Everyone who calls us from L.A. just loves it.
Yeah. We get a lot of calls from there. And that's where our number is, too, right?
Well, you know, there's no seasons. It's always 70 to 80 degrees. It's always sunny.
Wow.
It's a great lifestyle city. And it's so, you know, we're really not tested by weather. We're really only tested by traffic and
right.
smog. Other than that, there's much to admire here.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. I always feel like, there's like one season. And
yeah, it's just,
You know, my 70s. Wife can't stand it. She's kind of one of those morose people who wants to move to Seattle and have it rain.
I just
can't do that. You know, I was in London recently, and it just, it's tough. It's
constant
tough
with the rain.
The gloom and the gray. Yeah, but it's a great city, though. It has that kind of energy that New York City has where there's just always so much on the go. It just kind of lifts you like an airborne caffeine, you know. It's great.
I also love Seattle, so I have to agree with your wife.
I've been to both. Yeah, both are good.
You're not alone. You know, there's my brother lives there. He's an architect there, and he's been there 15 years, and he loves it. But, you know, different horses for courses, as they say.
Hey, I like that.
That's a good one, yeah.
All right, Daryl, tell us a little bit about your book, which I've read a little bit of since we only got one copy. Derek has been hoarding it.
Daryl, I have to tell you, I got this about a week ago, and I've been reading it just about every day, and I've been totally hooked. I've really enjoyed it.
Oh,
nice. You finished three pages already.
You know, I was also hooked on it also, but for different reasons.
Yeah, I'm about halfway through right now. It's been really good. I really enjoy it.
Yeah, I think sex addiction seems to be in the zeitgeist right now. You know, you've got films coming out about it. You've got Californication and, you know, numerous celebrities who are always, you know, jumping on the radar for this. And yet a lot of people still feel that, you know, they want to, you know, elbow you in the side and say, come on, really? Aren't you just a guy? Isn't that just how guys think? And you know, for the most part, that, you know, that's how we're programmed, you know. It's in our genetic software to want to procreate. And, you know, I remember just at a very young age, I had this girlfriend in high school. I adored her. But, you know, every girl walking by was just so attractive to me, whether it was her smile, the way she was dressed, the way she had her hair.
Sure.
There was something I could find to love in a woman. And I think I fell in love every single day just walking to school through high school. And, you know, it's just those impulses. And I think, you know, in a complex, sophisticated society where, you know, we put a premium on relationships with significant others, I think that, you know, a man has to come to terms with that and basically say, you know what, I know that these impulses exist in me, but they don't have to be a reality and I don't have to act on them, and I'm okay with that. You know, most guys who are my friends, and who'll be honest, will acknowledge it's very, very hard to do that. You know, there's the grass is always greener. They always see something, and it's always the same story. It's like, you know, why can't my wife understand this? You know, it doesn't mean anything. It's just sex. Well, you know, I don't know too many women that will, you know, buy into that, who are at least married or in a committed relationship.
Right.
But that's just how the guys that I hang out with are, and that's how my life was. And it drives me mad, you know. I don't want to walk down the street and see someone and be attracted to them all the time. It just takes too much energy, you know, especially when, you know, I have so much to lose by having such a great wife, you know. She really, she's just the bee's knees to me. I adore this woman. And yet, aww, you know, these urges continue every single day.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a tough thing, you know, but I've been, you know, I guess I could say sober for a long time now, and it's just one thing that's interesting is the American Psychiatric Association basically said, you know what, we're not going to classify this as a disorder, you know, and I just don't understand that thinking. You know, we're getting pretty sophisticated now within the medical community, and you know, there's this thing, we can call it, called neuroplasticity, which basically is kind of the doctrine that the brain is no longer, you know, a static organ. It can change. You know, we get hurt and it tends to heal. It'll create new neural pathways and things like that. And it's, you know, I think all addictions are brain diseases. And the thing is, there's a lot of addictions that have to do with you know, compulsive behavior such as gambling and spending and hoarding and things like that. And those have all been classified as disorders. But, you know, I think that, you know, it kind of reflects the feeling that, you know, our system or our nation has about sex. You know, we don't really live in an open society in the United States. You know, one would think that, you know, this is a very liberal country. We're kind of the leader in many things, from technology and literature and so on. But, you know, it just seems like when it comes to sex, we're just, you know, kind of ass backwards.
Very privileged here in this country compared to the rest of the world, I think. Well, a lot of the rest of the Western world culture, I think.
Right.
We're totally weird about it. We got a weird thing about it.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, they do, you know. And I didn't set out to be an addict. I didn't think there was anything like that. And I don't consider myself an addict anymore. You know, there are certain things that I don't like about, for example, Sex Addicts Anonymous, which is very similar to, you know, Alcoholics Anonymous. Mm-hmm. They've got all these steps, and they've got, you know, you have to give your life over to God and things of that nature. And, you know, the thing that really irks me is, you know, if you go to a meeting, when you announce yourself, you have to announce that you're an addict. And I think that's okay, you know, when you're just getting started and you've hit rock bottom and, you know, you have to, you know, get out of denial and acknowledge that, you know, you have issues that need to be resolved. But, you know, people transform themselves.
Well, what was the hardest part of the transformation? Daryl?
Oh, did we lose him?
Hello, did we lose him?
As it appears, you're calling back into a live show.
Oh,
we are reconnecting you now.
That happened to us.
Damn it.
Are you guys there?
Oh, yeah.
We're back. We got disconnected from our show.
Something,
sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Because I could hear you completely.
Oh, that's so weird.
Interesting.
I was crying out to you. I just wanted to hug you guys.
We've been having connection problems as of late. We're not really sure what's going on.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Sorry about that. Anyway, so what was the hardest part of your transformation?
Well, here's the deal. You know, sex addiction didn't really exist in terminology for me. It wasn't a part of the news. And I'm actually hearing an echo. Can you guys hear me okay?
We can hear you. Yeah, sounds fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. And so I didn't believe such a condition existed. And, you know, when I finally went to a meeting at the urging of a friend, you know, I was in a very dark place. I had hit rock bottom. And I knew that something was wrong, but I didn't know what it was. And it was very hard to believe that sex could ever be an issue for me because, you know, I just genuinely loved it with all my heart. You know, you've heard that old cliche that, you know, life, it's about the journey, not the destination. Well, you know, this book is totally about that. It's about the journey, and the journey was just a raucous one. You know, I didn't want to write a book that was about, you know, oh, poor me, I slept with 1,500 women, you know, geez, God, you know, I'm just such a rotten person, and things like that. And I didn't want it to be this thing about bitterness and, you know, self-defeating, things like that. So I wanted to write about, you know, how exciting it was at the time. But, you know, the destination, which was, you know, rock bottom and addiction, was really a hard crash. And I, you know, it all happened because of a woman. You know, I fell in love for the first time in my life when I was 21, and suddenly all those old behaviors of being a womanizer, they just weren't satisfying to me anymore. Huh. They made no sense to me, and you know, I fell in love with this beautiful kind of young, I don't know what kind of naive wounded bird, mm-hmm. you know, and she was every bit as messed up as I was, and we just didn't have a chance to really have a relationship in spite of the fact that we just adored each other. And so, you know, I got really terrified because I didn't understand what love meant. And I knew that, you know, it was so important to me that suddenly I became obsessed with losing it and thinking that, you know, if I lose this woman and if I lose this love, you know, I don't think I could survive. You know, it was that overpowering to me. Wow. It was that amazing. And so, you know, it became kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy where I basically, you know, I ended the relationship. I suddenly got very uncomfortable. I wasn't a very aware person at that time, and I couldn't really understand my feelings. I just knew that, you know, I felt very uncomfortable being with this girl who was, you know, who I wanted to be my life for the rest of my life. And I broke up with her. And I realized it was a mistake almost immediately. And, you know, she moved to another city just to get away from me because it was so painful for her. And so I, you know, I got on a bus because there was no train that went there, you know, and I didn't have a car in New York City. I had a motorcycle. And it was the middle of winter. So I took a bus there and I went to see her, you know, a few weeks later. And she just couldn't deal with it. And I had a 16-hour ride back to New York, and I just cried the whole time, and that was kind of what really put me into an addiction, because I'd been seeing a lot of women, even, you know, a lot of escorts, and I had a rotation of women, maybe 10 to 15 at any one time, who were, you know, just regular girls, and I knew how to pick them because I needed to pick girls like me because I didn't want women upset with me. I didn't want to give them the impression that I'm someone who's interested in committed relationships. So I found women who were just like me. They were busy students or older women whose careers were their lives. So I was just a disposable rest stop for them when they had some free time, just to, whether it was, you know, going out to dinner, having a coffee or a booty call. It was just something where we could kind of meet in the middle and understand each other and not impose any kind of obligations in terms of a committed relationship, and that worked out well for me. But after I broke up with Masha, who was the girl I fell in love with, I used sex to self-medicate, and you know, the more I did it, the stronger the addiction became. And you know, at one point I was, you know, engaging in really dangerous unprotected sex with women, you know, who were, you know, prostitutes and we're doing meth and just all kinds of stuff. I mean, just really bad behavior. And, you know, consciously, I knew this was just ridiculously dangerous and stupid and foolish. And, you know, what am I thinking, you know? And I swear to God who I didn't even believe in, really, but I'd swear to God that, you know, this was it. This is the last time. It's not going to happen. And then the next day, I'm doing it all over again. You know, I'm banging my head against the wall saying, you know, this just is not normal. This is not something a guy does. And I slept with over 400 women in a 10-month period.
Whoa.
You know? And the more I did it, the more I hated it, and the more I hated myself. And I just didn't have the ability to stop. And so finally I went to a friend, and, you know, who I know had gone to Sex Addicts Anonymous, and I used to laugh at him about that, you know, and tease him. But, you know, I had to go there very humbled and, you know, and just find something that would work for me in the short term until I could really figure out what was going on with me. And so it, I think, you know, the addiction part really happened because of love. I fell in love. I realized what love was and how relevant it was and special. And when I lost it, you know, I lost myself.
That's so incredibly romantic
wow.
and sad at the same time.
So you had to, like, drown that out with
yeah.
with more sex, in a way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is what happened.
Because that's really all I knew. I needed to bring pleasure into my life. And this was kind of the main way that I had brought pleasure into my life. But what happens is, you know, when you sleep with several women a day over so many consistent days, is that, you know, you're charging your brain with so much dopamine and something called glutamate that your brain shuts down and inhibits the production of dopamine. And in doing so, you know, I needed to have more sex in order to bring more pleasure into my life. And then once a lot of sex wasn't doing it, I had to have different types of sex, like more dangerous sex and things like that. And that's kind of how it happens, you know, because conditioned behavior can turn into an addiction and very compulsive, because what your brain does is it creates these new neural pathways, like a highway in your brain,
mm-hmm.
so that it becomes something that your brain recognizes that this is the only way that you can bring pleasure into your life. And so that's why I kept doing it, you know. And I'm not an expert at addiction, you know. I'd be the first person to tell you that. These are just some things I've kind of learned along the way. But I am an expert at being an addict. I was very good at it, and I'm not really proud of it. But
mm-hmm.
I will say, before the addiction hit, I was having a very good time. You know, I was hanging out with a couple of very wealthy men, and you know, I was just
yeah.
a poor slob from, you know, from Chicago who moved to New York and you know, didn't have really a dime to my name. And I met these two very wealthy men from, you know, established New York families who just kind of took a liking to me, and I kind of became a wingman that they took me to all these places, whether
yeah.
they were parties and brothels and things like that. And so it became kind of a lifestyle for a guy who was, you know, trying to go to school at NYU and pay the bills and, you know, working a couple jobs. Just trying to get it all done, and suddenly, you know, I was introduced to this lifestyle that was really kind of cool and fun, and I could see myself living in this, and with it came all these women, and it just got away from me. I was just too young and too naive to really understand what was happening to me, and it became too much of a good thing, evidently.
So how many women was the most in one day?
Let's see, five, six, I think eight in one day.
Wow.
Eight?
Yeah.
I think eight. Don't see how it's possible in some ways.
Yeah.
How
well,
have you managed something like that?
The average man sleeps with only six or seven women. And this is
yeah.
according to the National Center for Health Statistics. And the average woman
in a lifetime?
Is four or five in a
Whoa.
Lifetime. Yeah.
Whoa.
And so I exceeded that in one day. But it doesn't seem right, though. Doesn't it seem like the women would have just as many men? I mean, shouldn't that be kind of equal there?
Yeah,
I think they're lying.
Yeah,
they
I
could
do
be.
Too.
Yeah.
I totally think they're lying.
And,
yeah,
and then you said 400 within 10 months and 1,500
right.
total? Over 1,500.
Yeah, over 1,500.
Said,
I mean,
wow.
I don't have an exact number. I was in such a strange place mentally
yeah.
that, you know, I'm sure I blocked out a lot. And
that's
but,
a,
yeah,
wow.
I know it was over 400 women that I had counted at that time.
Wow.
And I just couldn't believe it. Because I'm not that guy, you know. I was a really good student. I have good common sense. I just lost myself.
You just got caught up in a thing. What inspired you to write about it?
Well, I think it was time to tell this story. You know, my wife didn't even know about it when I decided to.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
When we first met, I didn't want to tell her because it's not something I'm proud of, and I felt that, you know, if she knew about this type of history, that she wouldn't engage with me at all. And I felt that, you know, in time, I'll let her really get to know me, and then I'll tell her. And then so much time went by, like 8 years, I felt kind of foolish telling her, because, you know, she'd kind of call me on it and say, well, what are you thinking? You know, you can't trust me, and, you know, and this, that, and the other. And so, but I told her kind of what I wanted to do and why I wanted to write it is because I felt that it was an interesting story, one that hadn't been told. You know, I come from advertising and marketing, so, you know, I went to Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and I looked to see, you know, are there any stories out there? You know, I couldn't find a single book about a man talking about, you know, his sexual awareness and his journey through sex. As you know, I lost my virginity in a brothel in Tijuana, not because I wanted to, but, you know, I went as kind of a wingman to my best friend. His dad was a Navy officer who took us down there, and it was something for us to do while he was playing cards, that kind of thing. But I couldn't find a story about this written in any book other than nonfiction books that, you know, basically talked about addiction and really just gave little boilerplate segments about certain people and their sexual problems. So I figured, you know, I have something that no one else has written, and I like that. I did find one that was a sex addict novel about a gay gentleman, and it was very well written, but it was very dark writing, and, you know, I decided not to go in that direction because I wanted this to be accessible to people. I didn't want people to feel filthy, you know, just holding the book. And so I wanted to write a book about sex that really wasn't sexy, and it wasn't about erotica, and it wasn't about romance. Mm-hmm. It's really a coming-of-age story masked as a sex addict's roller coaster. And I felt that could be something that you know, might be interesting for people to come into this world that is really kind of this dark niche, even though there are millions of guys who go see escorts and things like that. But, you know, my world wasn't really just about escorts. It was about having gay friends back then who were actually mentors to me. They were really the good guys who were trying to get me out of this. And also, it's just really about the sexuality of a man, and, you know, how a man thinks about women, how he talks about women, you know, because these are really a gallery of rogue characters in this story. You know, I think I was kind of the nice guy amongst these because, you know, there's misogynists and womanizers and other things like that. And I felt that I had to be very raw and honest about this for it actually to be a real story here. Otherwise, it could easily have been, you know, just a romance novel or an erotic novel, 50 Shades of Grey. My publicist calls it 50 Shades of Grey for smart people, which I thought was a compliment. But, you know, I did have a good time, but it's just that love thing I got really addicted to, which I think is a good addiction.
I think that's also a good addiction.
Yeah, sure.
Totally.
Yeah, it's hard to find, you know. And, you know, I went out with a friend of mine who's recently divorced, and he'd been going on Match.com, and, you know, he was choosing women based on stats, and he just wasn't having any luck. And I said, you know, I just had this conversation with my wife on Valentine's Day. She gave me this book of empty pages that she wrote on each page how different we were. You know, she likes the rain, I like the sun. She doesn't cook, I cook. You know, and on, and it just went on and on, page after page. I just couldn't believe how different we were. Yet somehow we found a way to meet in the middle. And so I really don't think it's about those stats about, you know, do they have a degree? Do they believe in the right religion? You know, I think there's a chemistry. There's just a thing that happens between two people that.
Oh, we're getting dropped out.
Is this us again? Well.
Huh.
So far, is this when we're going to come back in again?
There we go. It did it again.
For live show, we are reconnecting you now.
Why is that happening?
Sorry, Daryl.
We dropped out again. It's our show, and we dropped out.
Sorry, it's Blog Talk Radio. Sorry.
Really?
I'm sorry. So you were talking about the stats and dating by stats.
And the differences. Oh, geez.
Since it appears you're calling back into a live show, we are reconnecting you now.
I wonder if this has been reversed.
Sorry, Daryl.
Yeah. So you can hear me?
We can hear you now, so hopefully we'll stay connected for the next 5 minutes.
This is like a Verizon commercial, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's like a Verizon commercial. Can you hear me now? Anyway, tell us a little bit about your other projects. This is your debut novel, which I think is fantastic. I did get a chance to read a little bit of it, but not the whole thing since Derek is supporting it.
Well, I am loving it. Like I said, I'm halfway through, and I can't give like a bigger compliment because I can't remember the last time that I've probably read a book, so I'm really enjoying this and digging in just about every day. So it's
true. Derek's not a reader.
It's been really interesting, and I enjoy the you know, and it's not just this. It's not just really the sex part, but it's interesting, like you say, about the coming of age part of it, and then all the characters that you're meeting, and just living life in the city. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, it's an interesting city to grow up and, you know, to arrive there at, 19 years old, not knowing a soul. You know, I really had to rely on the people that I met and hope that they were good people to really counsel me, you know, because I really didn't know anything.
Well, it's a very scintillating read
from
what I've read so far. So it's available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, iBooks, and the Reader Store.
Yes, it is.
Fabulous. And also Kindle. That's important.
Kindle. Nice.
I got to make sure it's available on Kindle because that's all I have now. I don't get real books anymore, I don't think.
I know. It's a shame. I love the tactile feel of books, but that's just where it's going.
It is where it's going.
We'll just get used to it.
Totally. Well, Daryl, sorry for the disconnection, but thanks for joining us today.
Oh, it was a real pleasure to talk to you both.
Thank you so much.
All right.
All right. Have a great day.
Take care.
You too.
All right, that was Daryl Shelley, author of The Hobbyist, and it's time to go to commercial, and hopefully we'll keep the show going, and we won't drop out again.
Yeah, I think so.
The best time to drop out is during the interview, isn't it?
Yeah, like three times or something like that.
Amazing, yeah. Can't believe it.
I don't know why that was happening.
Oh, goodness.
I can't say enough about this book. I'm really enjoying it.
Very scintillating.
I'm going to keep digging through it.
And maybe by the time you finish in like a year, I'll be able
to
read it.
No, it's going to probably be a couple weeks. I've been reading it every day. Right. Look, I'm halfway through. Look at this.
I know. You're into it.
It's like halfway through.
It's you said it's not sexy. It's just like it's intriguing.
There's a little bit of that. Yeah, it's more. I'm more interested in this. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good.
All right.
It's good. It's a good book.
Let's take a brief break, and then the weird news
is
next.
Yes, awesome. Stick around.
All right, here we come back.
This is the Derek & Kay Show.
And you know, when I'm driving down Route 9W on a hot summer day, me and the missus always stop at Dickens Fruit Stand. They've got everything from fruit to vegetables, homemade pies, but there is nothing like their cider. Ain't that right, honey?
Uh-huh.
Dickens Cider. Yes, sirree. Why, even though we were late for church last Sunday, she had to have a little Dickens Cider.
Uh-huh.
She says there ain't nothing like it. Even my minister says his wife enjoys a little Dickens Cider now and then. Hey, why don't you bring some home in our protective plastic rib bottle? That way it'll stay fresh. Or you can let it sit a while and have some hard Dickens Cider.
Uh-huh.
It's good at lunch, good at dinner, and there's nothing like waking up with a Dickens Cider. Dickens Fruit Stand, just off Route 9W and Country Road 69. Open 24 hours, because after a chilly summer night, I like to snuggle up in bed with a hot Dickens Cider.
Mmm.
This is the Derek & Kay Show.
Call the Derek & Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek & Kay Show.
All night long, the Derek & Kay Show.
Hey, yo, it is the Derek & Kay Show, and we are back.
That totally surprised me. Okay, I'm back.
Sorry about that.
Anyway, if you want want to contact the Derek and Kay Show, baby, you can all night long.
Oh, yeah.
You can email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com. Send us a sexy, sensual email.
You've got mail.
And press that send button, baby, all night long.
Wait, how long? Is that just during the day or during the night?
No, it's all night long, baby, all night long.
Nice.
Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/DK Radio. Press that like button. Press it all night long. That's right, baby.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You
press
can
that.
Follow us on Twitter. Send us a sexy, hot, sensual tweet at DK Radio Show. Visit our website at dkradioshow.com. Sexy, sensual blog, and listen to sexy show highlights.
Oh, yeah.
All night long, baby. You just press play all night.
That's what I'm talking about.
And last, give us a call at 661-467-2416. Press that one button to talk to us, baby. Just press that one button all night long. We'll pick you up. We'll put you on.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I don't know.
Oh,
it's good times. Quiet storm.
It's been a long time.
It's been a long time.
Weren't we supposed to do that like once a month or something?
Did we say we're going to do that once a month?
I think I said it.
Listeners might find that extremely annoying, but maybe it could be great.
Who gives a F about the listeners?
Oh, that's true, right? It's a quiet storm.
It is a quiet storm. Anyway, it's time for the weird news.
Boy. Weird news, all good times. Yes. This is where I play the chicken dance. I said chicken. And I reared some weird news. Weird news. Okay.
I'm okay.
This one comes to us from Honolulu.
I'm going to have some more liquor.
Oh, liquor. Liquor balls.
What?
And what's... Oh, it's rubber balls and liquor. Sorry about that. Let me start this all over again. This one comes to us from Honolulu.
Yes, in here, Hawaii.
Here we have...
Well, you can tell we've been drinking now.
Yeah, now you can tell. Now the show's maybe getting good. Security screeners at a Honolulu courthouse noticed something moving inside the defendant's bag as it passed through an X-ray machine earlier this week. After initially refusing to open it, the bag's owner reluctantly revealed a pet inside. He opened the bag, and the screeners found a live duck and a bottle of beer. I don't... They say it's not that unusual. A lot of people try bringing pets into the courthouse.
Well, it's not unusual for people to bring a duck and a bottle of beer.
The duck and the bottle of beer was a strange one.
It sounds like...
We've never come across that one before.
Punchline or something.
And that's what's happening in Honolulu.
Do they indicate the kind of duck? Mallard or wood duck?
It does not say, but you know, my guess is he's going to court. This guy is probably trying to duck out of the cage. Sorry about that.
They weren't trying to quack the case?
Oh! Yeah.
I don't know, he wasn't stressed out. He was just letting it roll off. I'm like, water off the duck's back.
I guess the guy
Come on,
was,
Derek.
I guess the guy was going to, after the case, he was going to get down with drinking.
What?
Duck down.
Oh, what?
Sorry, it's a reach. I don't know.
That's a fail.
Duck down. Okay.
All right, what's the next story?
All right, next story.
I think we're out of duck pond.
We're not doing very well.
No,
oh, this
not.
One, this one's a short one, but it's very disturbing.
Okay.
This one comes to us from California. Here we have a man who was found in a pool of blood at a Home Depot.
Really? What happened?
Yeah. Well, he was trying to...
That's Home Depot for the listeners out there.
Thank you. He was... I'm not sure why, but he was purposely trying to saw off his arms.
What?
Yeah, he grabbed the saw.
Oh, no.
And sawed one, was sawing into one arm, and he, I guess he was, got incapacitated in a pool of blood.
Was
and a fireman.
The, was he on the meth?
I don't know. Yeah, that's usually what happens, right?
Yeah, well, when you're on all kinds of drugs, you, stuff happens.
I guess he's in a hospital, and he,
I guess.
He might be doing okay.
You're not sure?
I think he still has both arms. And that's what's happening in California. There's a fireman
that
who was there.
Like a Florida thing.
I know, it does totally, right? There's a fire man there who saw the pool of blood, and everyone was, like, panicking and screaming and running out of the place. And then he tried to save the guy, and I think he was able to, I don't know, he did something. They got medics there. And I guess he's, I don't know. I don't know how he's doing, but I guess he's all right.
What a weirdo.
Sawing is pretty disturbing.
Well,
and, you know, they said it was a handsaw, but it might be more of a...
Arm saw?
Exactly.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for...
You're welcome.
Thank you for that. All right, next story.
You know, I'm here for you.
That's pretty good.
This one comes to us from New York.
I like that you have two separate mics for the two.
Well, you can just go to this one.
Oh,
I don't know.
That's good.
Okay. Now, this is a Cookie Monster attacked a toddler in Times Square.
A toddler?
Yeah, a man dressed as Cookie Monster arrested in Times Square Sunday after he allegedly attacked a two-year-old. According to the reports, the suspect identified as Oswaldo... Rosavo Lopez, the child, after his mother refused to pay a $2 tip for the photo. The 33-year-old man threw a fit after he attacked the mother and pushed the child.
How did he attack?
It doesn't really say.
Cookie
Maybe
gun?
A cookie jar.
Okay.
And that's what's happening in New York.
That's strange. Definitely strange.
Yeah. I guess...
Cookie Monster, like, never had, like, a bottom, so what...
It's kind of weird.
If you're in a Cookie Monster costume,
he's all
do
shag.
You have, like, feet, or what's the deal? Because Cookie Monster was always, like, behind something.
That is true.
Does Cookie Monster have feet?
Like, it's,
what's
like,
the deal?
Big, baggy, shaggy in the middle.
Yeah.
I guess C is for child abuse. Okay. Hey, wait, you know, we actually have a video of this, not the fight, but, here we go.
What is that story there? Oh,
that's weird. there it looks like. Wait, there's a YouTube.
That's very creepy.
Oh, this is what we want to see. Hopefully.
New York Cookie Monster lookalike attacks toddler. And you know what? My voice is echoing into that mic where it's like.
All over New York City Times
Square. Oh, look, there's Elmo.
Pictures with tourists. But when the Cookie Monster seen here wasn't tipped, he allegedly cursed and screamed at this woman and her two sons.
Oh, he's bitter over a non-tip?
Yeah.
Yelling at me, all I was saying was. Why are you
doing
this?
Kid's getting a little crazy.
Mom's kind of hot, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Let me take a look again.
You don't think she's hot?
It's just shocking.
She says the costume man even shoved her 2.5-year-old.
Uh-oh.
What happened with the Cookie Monster?
He gave me boo-boo.
He gave me boo-boo.
The man Cookie Monster was arrested and faces charges of endangering the welfare
there
of a child.
That's the Cookie
Monster.
Yeah, there
we go.
Endangerment and aggressive begging in a public place.
Do you like Cookie Monster?
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
I like Elmo.
He likes Elmo, not Cookie Monster.
Elmo got a tip.
Yeah.
Elmo's not bitter anymore.
I guess so. That's pretty good.
No, I thought she was kind of hot.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay, I don't know.
I mean, whatever. People in costumes freak me out.
I know, me too, right?
I think it's bad.
Yeah, me too.
Clowns and people in furry costumes.
It's really weird.
It's not good.
All right, next story. This one comes to us also from New York. Here we have a topless... reading club. It's New York City.
Is this the New York version of the weird news? What?
I don't know. It seems like it. Ladies of the Outdoor Coed Topless Pulp Fiction Appreciation Society laid out on the grass and bared their breasts underneath the spring sun. I guess it's been warmer in New York than it is here.
You can't do that, can you?
Yeah, it's legal to be topless in the five boroughs of New York.
It is?
Although a lot of people don't take advantage of it.
It's legal to be topless in New York?
I find this really hard to believe, but according to the story, that's what it says. In the five, it's legal in the five boroughs.
So I can go into Central Park and just take off my
top. Just be walking around. Yeah.
Interesting.
I know, right?
I never knew that.
Well, And that's what's happening in New York. I know there's actually pictures.
There is?
I mean, this is only good for us, but we can talk about it.
Let's take a look.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. Here's some pictures. Whoa, look at this.
My goodness. See, when I like to read books, I like to take my top off.
You know, I'm really getting into reading these days. It's just really...
Oh, you can read without your shirt on now. None of the chicks so far look very hot, though.
This one looks kind of hot.
But you can't see her face.
Those two look pretty hot.
Is that hot for you?
Yeah, I like...
I don't know, maybe the one standing up may be hot. She looks...
It's kind of hard to see,
can't
but...
see her face.
I like the look so far. And then, yeah, I mean, you got two of them,
oh, those
right?
are nice. Those are nice pants.
Those are really nice.
Those look fake, though.
Those are really nice
pants. Bouncy.
They look kind of fake, don't they?
I don't know.
They
not to
more,
me.
They look a little more round than they should be.
We got a few more here. You know, just... Oh.
Nice cans. Yeah. Whoa, she's got nice cans.
Big knockers.
Big knockers with the nice
bouncy.
Green pants there.
Green snake skin or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's hot.
That is kind of hot, right? That might be her. I don't know if it's her there. Yeah.
Why are you reading with no shirt on?
That's kind of hot.
Definitely hot.
Well, yeah, I'm not sure, but they're into it. This, you know, the freedom. They got the books out. They want to make reading hot again.
I don't know. I don't associate like myself braless with or shirtless with freedom.
No.
I just feel exposed.
Stuff's out there.
I just feel like I'm hanging out there.
I guess you could Google this. Like I said, the Co-Ed Topless Pulp Fiction Association.
God.
Appreciation Society, I'm sorry. If you want to take a look. There's images. Even on the news thing, they had images of this.
It's definitely weird.
I guess it's legal in New York.
Well,
it's totally weird, right?
That's a public service announcement that we just made then.
There you go. Check it out.
There you go. What's next?
All right. Well, this one comes to us from Chicago. Here we have a woman that's fighting a $100,000 parking fine.
$100,000?
Yeah, that's pretty expensive, right? So, Jennifer Fitzgerald is her name. She's filed a lawsuit last year against the city over $105,000 worth of tickets that the police piled up on her car. Her car was left nearly 3 years ago at the O'Hara National Airport parking lot. The judge says they dismissed the lawsuit Wednesday and pressed the... they said that there's really no case because the husband... ex-boyfriend, sorry... left the car there, abandoned. The car's only worth $600.
Oh.
And that's what's happening
in Chicago. So her boyfriend abandoned, what is it, her car? It's in her name?
Yeah.
Well, then she's friggin' responsible for it. What's she doing?
Yeah, I'm not sure how the case would turn out, but they're not going after her.
Well, she's dumb. If she let her ex-boyfriend leave her car there, that's only worth
$600. It's only $600.
Take care of it. Like,
yeah,
take care of it.
I don't understand. I don't understand the abandoned car thing. People do that, too. That just seems kind of... It's kind of lame, right?
Chicks are dumb.
Hey.
Well, they are. Oh, my God, my ex-boyfriend, like, took
Summer.
My car and left it over and, like,
I don't know why he did it. It's not my fault.
I'm not really sure, but I don't really ride my car anymore, so I'm just going to let him take it and leave it there.
3 years. Where's the car?
Oh, my God, they gave me a ticket. Why? It's not even my car. Well, it's in my name. It's not really my car anymore. Come on.
Oh, boy.
Stupid chicks.
I guess I don't need this one anymore.
I'll throw that away. Whoa, well,
that's
good.
I got some distance on that one.
Air on
that's pretty good. Okay, I guess it's probably the last.
One more?
Probably the last story.
All righty, then.
Okay, this one comes to us from New Hampshire.
Oh, boy.
Manchester, New Hampshire. Here we have x-rays that show a New Hampshire man swallowed a ring. Police say the x-rays don't lie. A man who tried to flee from a New Hampshire jewelry store with a diamond ring worth
$3,200. That's
it? Swallowed it. I guess.
A nubbin.
That's the case all upset.
at least steal like a $20,000 joint.
Yeah, I don't understand this. I mean, how is that even going to be worth anything? I mean, police say a 52-year-old picked up the ring and ran towards the door.
I'm sorry, how old was he again?
He was 52 years old.
Okay. Should have known better. 52 years old, $3,200 ring.
Workers confronted him, but he's like, I don't know. I don't have the ring. He denied. They brought him to the hospital, and x-rays show there's the ring.
Oh, how you do?
And that's what's happening in New Hampshire.
So he walked into a jewelry store and, like, he asked to see it. And
yeah,
see
it doesn't really say, but I'm assuming that's what's happening.
It's a diamond solitaire?
Does not say. Oh, 14 karat white gold with princess cut diamond. That's all it says.
Princess cut diamond?
Yeah.
$3,200?
Yeah.
It's probably full of all kinds of flaws.
It's, well,
nubbins.
Now it's pretty well flawed.
Well, it's probably, it's totally
poop,
fine. It's
poop
just
that
dirty.
Out.
It's just dirty. You just got to clean it. It's fine.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Huh. Well.
If you're going to steal a diamond, you got to steal the $30,000 joint.
Yeah, you're going to go big.
You got to go big. You got to get
totally.
The 3 carat silly. With, like, the bevel diamonds all around and, like, the pave on the side to
okay.
get more carrots.
Okay, sure.
Then you swallow that. It might hurt a little bit more going down, but it's worth it.
It's more, I'd be concerned more about the hurt going out.
You'll probably be fine coming out. I mean, you poop out a lot of other stuff.
I guess so, yeah, depending on the size. That could cut you up.
$3,200. Come on.
Well, that is
amateur.
The amateur. That is the weird news.
Very good. Those were good. There you go. Throw that away. Oh.
That's not too bad. Not too bad.
That went far. You want to take a quick break?
Probably.
And afterwards, some sexy hot topics.
Oh, sexy hot topics.
Sexy hot
awesome.
Topics.
Awesome. Looking forward to it.
Absolutely.
Stay tuned.
Got your sunrise, you caught a prize, you're mating your Johnson. Party nights, summer whites, you, your friends, and your Johnson. Roots to tail, water trails, you, your kids, and your Johnson. Saturday nights, distant lights, you, your girl, and your Johnson.
You and your Johnson, a way of life for over 50 years.
Cold, hard chocolate.
Surge after surge of creamy caramel.
Melts in your mouth. Ah.
And in your hand.
Orgasmo Bar is a forbidden chocolate sensation which lets you
bite off more than you can chew.
This is the Parenting Page Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
The most professional, unprofessional show on the radio today. Holy. The Derek and Kay Show.
Yeah, it is the Derek and Kay Show. We are back.
I don't even know why I'm laughing.
Okay, I wasn't sure what happened there for a second.
I was looking and I was like, it's nice to have aperitifs during the show.
Isn't it nice?
Yeah.
I thought when we made that drink a while ago, I thought we were having drinks. I thought you were announced.
I know, we should have a drink every week.
It's going to be drinks on the show all the time.
What happened?
I don't know.
We need
There's
to bring
plenty
that,
of bottles
we
here.
We need to bring that back.
Yeah, it could be good.
Because I think that's a really good idea. It loosens us up a little bit. And,
yeah.
The Belgian Brie is very delicious.
So tasty.
How much is a bottle of that stuff?
Oh, I think it's...
Is it like $100?
No. It's not that much. It might be... I don't know. Like, up north, it might be like $38.
That's okay. I would be willing to pay
probably
for that.
Probably here, it's probably like $45.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Gotta go to New Hampshire.
Totally.
Anyway, I'm totally interested in, like, buying myself a bottle of that.
It's so easy. It's so good. It just goes down.
It's really nice. I had some at Easter.
Yeah.
And it's a great aperitif. Like, it's just amazing.
This is the first time I ever had it straight, and it's really easy.
It just goes down, right?
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine on its own.
Get you messed up a little bit, too. Because it's so easy. Anyway, it's the hot topics of the week. Oh, these are the things that everyone's talking about and cares about. So there's a theme this week. It's sexy hot topics, since we're talking to Daryl Shelley about his book, The Hobbyist, and sex addiction. So I've learned this week that there's apparently a study show that there's no such thing as a sexy chin.
Oh, that's an interesting thing.
Apparently, chins are a very similar shape throughout the entire population.
Oh, I was wondering if it's if report more on that people don't find chins sexy. Like check out that chin on her.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's not a thing.
Do you ever notice a chin ever on a woman?
I don't really think. I only really think about it if it's like really pointy.
Pointy? People have pointy chins.
Like, oh, well, she's got a pointy chin. Not necessarily that's a bad thing. You just kind of notice it.
I feel like I have, like, no chin.
Cheeks?
Like, no chin. Like, it's, like, goes, like...
Oh, yeah, it comes like back
side.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, little chin. I think, like, cheeks are more, you know, something that people notice.
Cheeks?
Yeah.
Yeah, because cheeks are different
than
people.
Cheeks can be different. Cheekbones in different places, yeah.
But apparently chins are a consistent shape throughout the human populations, and humans are the only primates with a chin.
Huh.
Next on the hot topic.
No one
topic.
Else has a chin.
No one else has a no one else has a chin. None of the other primates, anyway. A French study shows that bras are actually pointless.
Who says?
Professor Jean-Denis Rouillon of Besançon University studied the anatomy of 330 women over 15 years and came to the conclusion that bras are unnecessary.
Hmm.
Women who did not wear bras actually had firmer breasts and sagged less.
What?
Bouncy.
What do you think of that?
As
a person who just touches them and doesn't have them.
Yeah, thanks for going to me about that. I have to say I like the way I'm not a huge breast guy.
You're not a breast guy?
I'm totally not.
Really?
I like lots of different, you know, I'm into it.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I like the way that they look, you know,
yeah.
when the way that they're with the bras, and some of those bras hold up nicely.
I like the way the bras look too.
There's
they're
a look
cute.
To it that looks, yeah, I think it's cute, and I mean, even in I'm talking like the clothing and the style of it, I think is nice.
Yeah, I like them perked up a little bit. I don't,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, because
like, with no bra, it's just kind of sad.
Yeah, it does look kind of sad, and I've seen that before, especially at some contra dances. Some of the people don't necessarily
bouncy
wear anything under there. And so, yeah, you see that.
Also, there's a
that?
Nipple issue.
Yeah, there's a little bit of rubbing.
What is that sound again? There's a lot. So. There's a nipple issue for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, you can at least wear a little Band-Aid.
Cap.
Cap.
Yeah.
Cap would
little,
be good.
Yeah, a little cap number.
So if you're not a breast man, what are you? What do you like? What's your favorite feature on a woman?
I would say,
shake that booty.
You're an ass man?
Yeah, totally.
I had no idea.
I thought I'd mentioned this before on the show.
I don't remember.
Yeah, totally. Hips.
Yeah?
Hips, thighs, ass. It's good. I mean, nothing, you know, too crazy.
You're
but
a bottom down kind of guy.
I do like a little curve.
Yes.
I do like a little, you know.
What does that mean?
A little curve. I'm doing the motion there.
I know, Dave, but listeners can't see the motion.
Oh, I'm just, you know, for you.
Ass is nice.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I like a little shape, you know.
You like a little shape down there.
I
can't say I look at a guy's ass and I'm like, oh, what a great
ass. Doesn't
do
it for you?
No.
Yeah, so what part of the guy, now that we're going back and forth on this, what part of, like, a guy... Obviously, not into a guy's chin.
No, because no one is.
Yeah, no one is.
I really like chest and shoulders.
All right. That's pretty good.
I love chest and shoulders. I think a little bit of, like, hairy chest, a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, nice, strong shoulders and arms are good.
So you like a little, piggyback action.
I didn't say that.
Okay. Huh.
Said that I like arms and shoulders.
Oh, okay. No, that's cool.
And I like face. I'm a face person. I like look at a nice-looking face.
Face. Okay.
I like a nice, cute, good-looking
face.
Well,
yeah. I mean, obviously. Yeah, I mean,
well, yeah.
I'm not saying it's all about an ass for me. I'm not, you know, I'm not staring at someone's
the bag
ass.
Over their head.
Yeah. Do you mind sitting upside down in the chair? We have this conversation during dinner. It's not, you know. Yeah, I'm just saying, we're talking about, like, parts of body.
Oh, that's great. So, you know how, like, parents think that their children or the teens are having sex younger and younger, like, every generation?
Yeah, we were talking about that Victoria's Secret the other week, right?
Yes, we were.
Yeah.
Turns out that's not true at all.
What?
So it says that today's studies show that today's teens are actually having sex at the same age as their parents.
Oh, okay.
So at age 16, 33% of them had had sex.
Mm-hmm.
At age 17, 50%.
Oh, here we go.
At age 18, 61%.
Oh,
and at age 19, 71%.
Wow.
Policymakers and media sensationalize this teen sexual behavior, suggesting age 10 or 11, but research just doesn't support it. Rather, they are seeing teens wait longer to have sex, use contraceptives more frequently, and are less likely to become pregnant than peers of past decades.
Huh. So better off.
How's that?
So take that, parents.
I mean, huh. I can't relate to that because I was well over 19
yeah.
when I had my first.
We're both late bloomers, right?
When were you?
I think about that, yeah.
About 19?
I actually don't. It's either 18 or 19.
I was nearly 21.
Mm. But, you know, yeah. But I have to say, like.
Did you make up for lost time?
Yeah. You might say that. But also, no problems or anything like that. But also really, figuring things out much later, too. Not just, like, you know, doing it. But it
what
wasn't,
kind of things were you figuring out?
Well,
much
later? No, it was like, you know, like getting, you know, good at things or better or
oh,
understanding.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you do it back then.
Well, everybody sucks in the beginning.
Yeah, and, you know, it's
you
just
know.
One of those things. You get it out of the way and you do it. But, yeah, not till much later where it really, really became the pro.
I mean,
you know?
I can't even imagine, like, being 16 and being like, okay, now we're going to, like, do it. Like, I just don't even, I
oh,
can't
yeah,
even
it was
wrap
such a
my
wreck.
Brain around that. I was a hot mess.
Yeah, I would, what was I concerned
I could barely,
with?
Like, drive a car.
Yeah. Well, I was doing that at 16 and a half. But.
Well, I was, too. I got my driver's license at 16.
Still the same plate.
But I had to take the driver's license test twice.
Oh, you did?
I did. I failed the first time.
Oh.
It was not good.
I got it the first time.
You're lucky. Last study shows out that women do really like larger penises.
Oh.
Hey,
no. Australia's study shows that women equate large penis and also height with attractiveness.
Yeah, I know women dig the tall people. As someone who's vertically challenged, perhaps. I've heard that before.
It's all relative.
Yeah, it's all relative.
It's all relative.
That's a good way to put it.
But women do like a larger penis.
Schwanz. How big?
Which I didn't. How big?
They don't actually say.
They don't actually say
study.
What's large. I don't really know, and I don't
yeah.
know if the women were looking at pictures of penises that were like standing at attention or penises that were just like flapping around in the breeze.
Good, because that's what they do when you're not doing anything.
Yeah.
Good call. Yeah, I mean, you really gotta know what you're looking at. I would imagine also too big is a problem.
Too big is a problem, or would potentially be a problem, I think.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, maybe. This is, now I'm talking about personal experience.
Oh boy!
Or maybe I mean I think that like if there's too much of like length and girth, it's not.
Yeah, yeah. If you're banging up on the.
You're like knocking
on
at the
back
door.
Side.
It's not so fantastic.
Yeah, that's a bad time. You're bottoming out, so to speak.
But
not
you know,
that I've been, well, not that I've been there.
You haven't been knocking at someone's door?
Not.
It's not a good place to be. It's a painful,
no,
a painful place to be.
Yeah, although there's a small percentage that actually like that. So I've read.
But I mean, I didn't think that like that would be a real like statistic. Like women would really like a larger unit.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Do men like bigger breasts? Is that a thing?
It's not for me.
Not for you.
I've,
see,
I've had all shapes and sizes. Sometimes I feel like they get in the way. Sometimes you do. I know some guys are like all about like the bigger the better.
How are they in the way exactly?
They do get in the way, and there's movement, and like you're gonna get you're gonna get hit. You know, it's like. It's like this like weird like almost like a car wash action. They got side to side. I mean. There's just a lot of they can hit. The girl can get hit by her own. I'm honest. Very little experience in that, but yeah, I have seen that.
I have none such issue with that.
I think it's better that way, really. I've always said I like...
You like a little bit on the small side?
A little bit, yeah.
Handful?
Yeah, I like, you do a little hand with a cup thing, like you're getting some water.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, like, that's good.
That's good.
You want to be able to handle it. You don't want stuff swinging around. I don't know. It gets weird to me. You get that motion. Huh.
Bouncy.
Have you in the last 10 years...
Oh, boy.
...given someone a hickey?
Yes.
Why?
I can't tell
you
why.
In high school? I don't understand this.
I'm not into that. That's not a thing. It's not a thing that I do.
But you said you had done it in the last 10 years.
I think that has happened. Yeah.
How recently?
Probably was just trying to return the favor.
What?
Like, oh, well, you son of a bitch gave one to me. Now I got to deal with it. Now you're going to deal with it. I think that's why you do it. I don't know.
How do you do it? You just like.
Yeah, I'll show you after the show.
No, you won't show me after the show.
We'll get a piece of fruit.
Oh, we get a piece of fruit? Oh, okay. I thought you were going to demonstrate on me. I'm like, I don't need that. We're good friends, but we're not that good of friends.
Oh, jeez.
I don't see the point of it.
No, it's dumb.
It's really dumb.
I don't like it.
Plus, you got to wear a scarf for a week.
Yeah, it stays around for the longest time. And you look like a freaking maniac.
You do look like a maniac.
You look like, what is, like you say, high school. I mean, what's going on?
It's totally like high school.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I have one more story.
Oh, okay, good.
Out of the Netherlands.
Oh, yes.
Where you were just recently, they just came out with weed-flavored mayonnaise.
Perfect. That's gross.
There's no actual weed in the mayonnaise. It's just
flavored.
Weed-flavored mayonnaise.
Somehow I'm not surprised. That, you know, that is gross.
It's called weed sauce. Wheat sauce.
Wheat sauce?
Yeah, W-I-E-T-S-A-U-S, wheat sauce.
Oh, I get it.
Yes.
I get it. Well, they got everything. They got sodas and they got, you know, drinks with it. With actually...
Drinks with weed?
Actual weed in it, yeah. Oh, yeah, you can buy them all over the store, all the streets, yeah.
That seems like if I were going to imbibe the weed, that seems like a method I would choose. Not like smoking it.
Yeah, and they got the baked goods, too.
Oh, the baked goods.
Oh, yeah. They're all about, yeah, all that stuff you can get.
The cookies?
They got the cookies, the brownies.
Brownies?
I think they have cake, too.
The little cupcakes?
I guess that stuff's a little bit more potent from what I heard.
I think it might last longer.
I didn't partake in the edibles, but some people in our parties have them.
Some people.
That's all I'm saying. good times.
Did they have the weed drinks or like the edibles?
They had the edibles.
I would think the weed drinks would taste bad.
Yeah, and they had the weird, like energy combination ones. Like, I don't understand that. Like, they had some...
Oh, the up and down?
Yeah, they had, like, I'm pretty sure, maybe I read these wrong, but it looked like they had every combination of it. You can get the caffeinated weed drink, I don't know. Or, like, the one that has, like vitamins or, I don't know.
What? Vitamins and weed? That's a counterproductive,
totally,
don't you think?
It's totally weird, yeah.
Like, here, get high and also get some vitamin D12 or whatever, B12 or whatever the heck you're needing.
And they probably had one that was, like, alcohol and weed, I'm sure.
That's a bad combo, isn't it? Isn't that a downer and a downer?
Yeah, I've been, yeah.
Down that road? Have you been down that highway?
You might say, well, you know, traveling in other parts of the world.
RJ Gumby says, Alice B. took us.
Huh. Well, there you have it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know what? Next week.
What is next week? We have a show next week.
We do have a show next week.
Awesome.
But it's also my birthday.
Oh, that's true. It'd be before the show. Is it going to be a birthday show?
I guess, maybe, since is it a birthday week kind of thing? Is that how we celebrate?
I think you celebrate it the whole week.
When do I start?
I think you start tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Does that mean I don't have to go to work?
Yep, you don't have to go to work. Say your birthday's Saturday or something.
It is Saturday.
Oh, it is? I got that right.
420.
Oh, speaking of
weed.
There you go. We're going to have a good time, your birthday. It's a birthday show.
It's going to be maybe a birthday show.
Birthday weekend.
Yeah. We're going to go to we're going to go to Tapeo. And we're going to eat.
Nice.
And we're going to drink.
Nice.
And we're
going to
have a great time.
It's good. No, it's going to be a great time. A party.
What are we going to do after that?
Party time!
Whatever you want to do.
90 seconds.
Go out to a bar and get housed.
Housed? Yeah, it's totally get housed.
Good times.
Get all housed.
Oh, gosh. Well, anyway, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for our guest, Daryl Shelley, for calling
in.
Oh,
yeah, it was
and
great.
And putting up with our connection issues.
That was really weird.
It was really not cool.
Can we have a guest next week?
We do, but I forgot who it was.
Okay.
Sorry, person.
But we'll have someone.
We'll have someone on the show next week. Oh, she talked over my plug. We'll have someone on the show next week. Anyway, thank you both for listening.
Awesome. Take care. Bye-bye.
Have a good one. Bye.
Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Hooray.
Hooray!
Yeah! Sorry about that. Oh, boy. Hooray.
Oh, boy. Hooray.
Hooray!
That was crazy.
That was pretty crazy.
It was another, like, sexual innuendo show.
Well, there was some. Maybe not quite as...
Not as hardcore as that.
As hard-hitting.
No.
Pounding. As the last one. But, yeah.
Oh, but a little bit of something.
No, it's good.
All right. We have to call for pizza.
Drink time. Or pizza time.
Pizza time.